Thank you very much. Again, thank you, Chairman. Good morning, everyone. I'm Yoshiharu Saito, coming from Japan. And my background is electric design engineer. So, okay, today I talk this title, Earthquake Prediction by Several Methods to Observe Direct Emission from Epicenter and Measuring Equipment. Okay, my co-authors are here. Dr. Toriyama, he's an expert of tree bioelectric potential. And then Dr. Hayakawa, he's an expert of ionosphere perturbation observation. And Dr. Yada is expert of air ion observation system. Maybe here, just under here, you cannot see the Mr. Okay, anyway. Today, what I speak is those two. A significant method to predict earthquake. And then I'm going to talk about Locos data processor, which can be a world standard for earthquake observation or earthquake prediction. And in several methods to predict earthquake is, I had six anyway, tree bioelectric potential observation method, and adjacent dual frequency observation at several frequency bands in simultaneously, and ionosphere perturbation observation by using a VLF or LF, very low frequency propagation anomaly. Okay. And air ion concentration, and also air radon concentration, and also ocean tidal level deviation. Okay, I will talk those things today. Okay, first of all, to predict earthquake, maybe animals very well. For example, this is just before Taiwan Chichi earthquake with magnitude 7.6, the alignment to one direction could be seen in earthworm. Those are earthworm in some park. Then next one, those are frogs. Just frogs appeared on the road in before China earthquake, about 2 days before. So, best way to predict earthquake is to ask animals when. So, if you succeed to produce those machines, which you can ask to animals, maybe you will get Nobel Prize, at least Ig Nobel Prize. Okay, so asking animals, it's very difficult, so I interested in plants. And, you know, this is some kind of plant, Mimosa pudica. If you touch on these leaves, that all are bent down, like here. And also, these was seen in before typhoon and anomalous action before earthquake, you can see such phenomenon. Okay, so the easiest way to measure bioelectric potential is like this one. You put electrode on the surface of trees, just behind the bark. That water is flowing from roots to top, then it is very easy to measure, to get some voltage from here. And you put another electrode here in the ground, and you measure the difference voltage between two, this one and this, and you lead to impedance converter and buffer. Then the data processor, you have data processor and a preprocessor and main processor, and then you feed the data to observation web server through internet. Okay, then what is the arcade trees for observation? It's evergreen broad leaf trees and smooth bark, and the age of tree is several years or more. For example, silk trees, zelkova tree, fragrant olive, camellia, and so on. Those are arcade for tree bioelectric potential measurement. Okay, then those are some patterns for anomalous just before earthquake. The first one is a very noisy pattern before earthquake, and then momentary drop pattern in every approximately 1 hour. This is 1 hour drop. And we had earthquake with magnitude 6.5 here. Then in another case, we have magnitude 6.9. The momentary drop pattern appeared in every 10 minutes, so frequent. And another example is this one, rectangular pattern like this, before earthquake. Then some not so frequent, in every 30 or 40 minutes, you have drop pattern here. And another example is this one, before earthquake, only once this anomaly appeared, we call charge discharge pattern. This is one of the sample. Okay, then we have long term pattern. This is about half year before the huge earthquake, which was so called in Tohoku, Japan, with magnitude 9.0. The baseline of this tree bioelectric potential became higher from 3 months before the earthquake. Then from earthquake, 1.5 months before, the level went down like this. This is a very long-term pattern. And other cases, this is a one day span, and you had earthquake with magnitude 7.4 here, and then this is the day when you had earthquake, and anomalies appears here like this, and 1 day before, some momentary drop pattern appeared, and 2 days before too, and 3 days and 4 days before like this. So.
Time, and then on the right side,
This is Japanese local time 1 day. So from morning, from 6 o'clock in the morning till 18 in the evening, local time. Okay, this is also the 1 day span from morning 6 o'clock till 6 o'clock morning, and 2 days before like this, 3 days before, and 4 days before like this. And you had earthquake here 1 day before. And the day when you had earthquake was very calm. And then 1 day after, similar. And this, when this earthquake was magnitude 6.8. Okay, this is another case. Just before, only 10 hours before the earthquake, we had a charge-discharge anomaly like here, only once. Okay, signal comes from. Maybe, yeah, probably through root, because we isolated trees like this completely, and we measured tree bioelectric potential for many years, and we didn't find any anomalies in this condition. So we think the precursory signal is picked up by the root. Okay, then non-seismic signal, there are briefly three kinds. If you fail the branch, some anomaly appears like this, and also you hit trees by baseball bat, also appears like this. And lightning, you have anomaly like here. And also snow or electric train. Here, this is midnight in local time. You have some noise like this. And during when the train stops, nothing appears. Okay, then earthquake prediction by TBP, tree bioelectric potential. Tree is a sensor of earthquake precursor in a way. And there is individuality for each earthquake which appear on TBP. Okay, and this anomalous action may be caused by the receiving electric magnetic EM signals through ground via root. We think so. And Earth's mechanism is not solved yet to predict the three elements of earthquake occurrence. For example, when, where, and magnitude is very difficult from by using TBP. But I think it's very easy to predict occurrence of huge earthquake soon. When whenever we had huge earthquakes, we had TBP anomalies so often. Okay, the next method is this one. Direct emission of EM at several frequency bands with adjacent dual frequency. This is frequency, and this is vertical, is signal strength. Okay, we measure, observe at two frequencies, just adjacent, very close. And a seismic signal may be noisy. So if you receive at both frequencies, maybe this may be a seismic noise. Then if you receive at only one frequency, maybe this should be some broadcasting signal or some other communication signal. Okay, this is observation system for EM. You can measure VHF or also UHF too by using those antennas for all direction and north direction, east, south, west. And you receive some by using VHF sensors. Okay, then you have antenna for MF band and LF band and the VLF band, and you feed to each sensors, and those output is DC voltage from 0 volt to approximately 3.7 volts fed to data preprocessors, and this data processor has capability to receive 10 channels, and you can gather to this main processor. This is Raspberry Pi, called Raspberry Pi. It's made in England. Very small one-board microcomputer. Okay, then this is example for anomaly. We had earthquake with 5.1 at the Chiba Northeast place, and we can see synchronization at various observation points and also the various frequencies. Okay, this is 1 day span. And 1 week before the earthquake, we measured at Atsugi. Well, I can show you the location of those observation posts later. And 1 week, same time, at Atsugi MF band and LF band, we had simultaneously noise like this. Okay. At other observation posts, this is the same, simultaneous with before. 1 week before Yokohama MF band, like this. And at Sagamihara MF band, we had also like this some noise. And those are two channels, at the adjacent two channels. This is location. Earthquake occurred here, and about 120 kilometers, there are Sagamihara, Atsugi, Yokohama. Very, not so far, not so close. Anyway, approximately 120 kilometers here. Okay, this is another case, another method. Ionosphere perturbation observation by using VLF and LF propagation anomaly. In 1995, we had Kobe earthquake here with magnitude 7.2. And here at Tsushima Island, you have LF transmission station. Then you had observation post at Chiba Prefecture. Then this is just on the line of propagation line. And this is graph of terminator time. The terminator time is dip, appears in the morning and evening. And if you have some iron or electric density is changed in the ionosphere, the ionosphere looks like going down, and our reflection from here and here maybe faster. So the this time made by mixture of grand wave and deflected wave through the ionosphere. Then something deep appears in the morning and in the evening. And the time is a little bit moved, shifted. And here you had big earthquake. And before 1, 2, 3, 4 days, you had shift in time. Okay, this is found by Dr. Hayakawa. Then I'm planning to measure this terminator time by using two VLF stations. One is 6 kilohertz, 50 kilowatts at Saga Prefecture, and the other one is 22.2 kilohertz, 500 watts. It's very small. And next huge earthquake in Japan will occur around Tokyo and Tokai area, Tonankai area, and Nankai area, and Kyushu area, and also here, maybe here. So if we monitor those areas, maybe we can predict next Japanese huge earthquake. So, and very fortunately, we have islands just southern part of Tokyo, like this. So, at those islands, we put, if we install observation station on these islands, you can measure those transmission, transmitted EM. Yes, okay. So, and we compare two signals at each island. So thus, we can know when a big, huge earthquake will occur next. Just before 1 week, maybe. Okay, then this is next. Those are total dangerous area in Japan. And we have another VLF station at Fukushima, 40 kilohertz with 50 kilowatts. And then if we measure at Okinawa or Taiwan or Philippines like this, maybe we can monitor for these anomalies. But the distance is far. Here, Davao in the Philippines is almost 3,000 kilometers. I think it's maybe enough far. So I think between 1,000 and 2,000 kilometers is maybe adequate for this method. So anyway, we have to make some experiment if it's possible or not in the Philippine Islands. Maybe Taiwan, Okinawa is no problem. Okay, this is world huge earthquake dangerous places like this. And there are many VLF or LF stations in the world. So by using these VLF stations, maybe we can know next huge earthquake in the world. Maybe it is almost same as using a satellite. If you use satellite, you can measure or observe all places in the world. But by using this method, it doesn't necessary to have so many observation stations. Okay, then next one is air oil observation. This is test equipment for measuring air ion. Okay, this is anomaly case. Here we had big earthquake at Nagano Prefecture here, and these are about 2 weeks span. We had spiky noise like this, and some baseline noise here. And you can make line like this. And normally earthquake occurred around here. So maybe this was successful data. And then next, this is measured by Kanazawa City. And I show you the place data. And this was measured at Matsumoto, and here you have baseline noise here, like this. The location of the earthquake epicenter was here, and Matsumoto City is located here, Matsumoto, about 60 kilometers from the epicenter. And then Kanazawa observation post is here, approximately 100 kilometers from the epicenter. Okay, this is another case, radon observation. This is case of a Kobe earthquake. Thomason knows very well about this. And from about 10 years before the earthquake, you have normally like this. And just before, maybe about 1 week or something, suddenly goes up, radon density.
3 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks before. Okay. So I think radon observation is also significant to predict earthquake. Then there's a tidal level deviation. We had huge earthquake with magnitude 9 in the Tohoku area here. And This is one year span, and about before the earthquake, 6 months before the earthquake, the tidal level deviation goes up, and then went down till earthquake occurrence. And okay, I expanded this one here, and this is 1 day, and earthquake occurred here, and this is 1 hour, 2 hours before the tidal deviation went up suddenly. Okay, yeah, this is earthquake epicenter and observation post here, about 70 kilometers. Okay, well, this is the location for next speaking earthquake with magnitude 6.8. You had earthquake here, and observation post is located here, about 50 kilometers from the epicenter. Okay, at this time we had magnitude 6.8, and this is plus minus 2 months, 2 months and 2 months, and earthquake here, and you have suddenly changes like this. And you expand here. This is 1 week and 1 day, about 1 day or 1 day and a half before the earthquake, the deviation went up like this, and then went down like this before the earthquake. Okay, this is other case. You had earthquake here, and about 50 kilometers from the epicenter, there is observation post, and there we measure like this. You had earthquake here, and this is 1 hour, and this is 15 days, and 15 days, and 2 or 3 days, the tidal level deviation went up and continuously high, and then went down just before the earthquake, about 1 hour. Okay, now I'm talking about data processor system by using the block diagram. We have 10 channel input for data preprocessor, and we have AD converter, and one chip microcomputer, then USB converter. Then you can connect to this main processor maximum 5. So you can measure 50 channels at one time by using one main processor. This is a very small one. And then fed to observation server. Okay. The feature of this data processor is capable to input 10 channels analog data and digitize in the 1 kilohertz sampling rate very fast, and output data once in 1 minute in a CSV format, and we output maximum value and minimum value and average in 1 minute. By observed 1 kilohertz, 1,000 times in 1 second, anyway. So maybe you can consider this data processor is very near to analog observation. Okay, maximum value, this one, is very useful to measure impulsive noise. So, and by using ordinary data loggers, you miss this maximum value. So it's very difficult to catch impulsive signal. And if you don't have any impulsive signals, it's not like analog. Analog data has all the time impulsive noise. So sometimes this impulsive noise observation is very important for earthquake prediction. And CPU output to observation website in a, okay, you can produce graph in a daily, weekly, monthly, and 3 monthly. Okay, then you can transfer the data to 2 websites simultaneously. Okay, conclusion. Multi-method and multi-observation post is significant for earthquake prediction. And at this moment, government and scholars are difficult to announce prediction of earthquake. Okay, so engineers and civilians are possible to announce prediction of earthquake. Maybe this is our situation in Japan now. Because government don't believe earthquake prediction is possible. They say all the time, impossible. But we engineers and civilians think possible. Okay, important for practical earthquake prediction is swing and miss is better, good. And no swing and strike suddenly is worse. Very sorry. I have very big language problems. Okay, thank you very much for your attention. Okay, how many seconds will be delayed in each?
Oh, pretty much, because if you have a propagation of 100 meters or less per second for the actual charges of the peoples of the positive moments, and compare this to the speed of light in the rock, the refractive index of rock,
so
enormous difference.
Maybe much less
hours.
Than 1 millisecond.
Hours you will find. Yeah, minutes or hours.
Hours?
Look, if we look, the AP doesn't maybe 10 kilometers.
Yeah.
10 kilometers is nearly the ion needs half a day to come if we use only the pressure pipe. But in this case, for 10 kilometers, you need seconds. So we have nearly, you can have maybe
okay.
Still half a day. It depends on the AP sensor. If it is 5 kilometers, only several hours. But
yeah.
Maybe if you find something, some delay when it starts. So maybe in this case, it is a very good information. And it
data. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Your data are probably already available. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, but I don't know the accuracy of time of each computer is just or not. So we will be very careful for time calibration later. Anyway, I will calibrate with some internet standard time, but less than 1 second anyway. Is this all right? Okay.
To be able to actually convince politicians or even the doubting governments of the effectivity of accurate prediction using scientific and engineering principles, I guess the key is to repeatability. Okay. So my question is in the TBD three bioelectric pattern that you used an initial high peak and then maintaining it for say 1.5 months and then decline for the 3 months before the 10 day earthquake and then another decline before the earthquake of a lower peak as well as your aero ion I mean you have a two peaks and then calculating it to actually linear triangulation to actually pinpoint the current in the earthquake as well as aero radon in terms of peak three hours before the earthquake. Is there any other are there any patterns similar in your assessment that has been repeated in other cases from what you have actually presented?
Well,
the second time.
I cannot understand exactly what you asking.
I mean, the patterns that you actually presented, have they been repeated in terms of the same analysis, and that analysis exactly pinpointed another earthquake using that pattern? Mm-hmm. Was it repeated?
Later we can discuss. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I'm also interested in that biopotential measurement because I was asking more like to say, or what the idea to say, because you show that there's a peak or a difference in months. Mm-hmm. So I could imagine that there may be some fluctuation due to the, well, tree is growing. The, like, if you have 3 months delay, it may be stop when the tree is growing, and then you have these high peaks. And so the question would be more or less the same. Was it repeated or did you have some measurement over just 1 year measuring the tree when no earthquake occurred?
Tree growing up speed is very slow. So you can have daily pattern or weekly pattern and seasonal pattern. So if we look at this seasonal pattern in every year, maybe you can it's negligible for tree growing up speed.
But it's different from what you saw for the earthquake.
Yeah, it's of course different, but not so big.
Cell organism.
Okay, thank you very much.